Brian Westrate is chair of the 3rd Congressional District Republican Party. He's extremely busy this time of year, putting up yard signs and making phone calls to help elect Republicans to the state legislature, U.S. Senate, and the White House. But he hasn't been helping with the race for the 3rd Congressional seat, because there is no Republican on the ballot this year.
Yes, I have the ignoble honor of being the first Republican Party chairman for the 3rd District in like 100 years who doesn't have a Republican challenger for the House seat.
Democratic Congressman Ron Kind is unopposed for the first time since he won the seat in 1996. Kind says he thought it was strange when no Republican challenger stepped forward this year.
You know, I don't know. Obviously, you can't control what the other side decides to do in that.
But Westrate said it was a calculated move for 3rd District Republicans. He says the party wanted to focus their attention elsewhere.
Let's say we have $10,000 in the district coffers. Do we spend that $10,000 on a placeholder campaign where just so people can feel good that they've got, you know, a ballot, somebody to check next to? Or do we use that money and the resources and the time to, again, support that incredible slate of assembly candidates and state senate candidates?
It was also a calculated move for Republican legislators who redrew the congressional map in 2011. Westrate says they took the more conservative St. Croix Valley away from Kind and gave it to Republican Sean Duffy in the 7th Congressional District. In return, they took the more Democratic area of Portage County away from Duffy and gave it to Kind. It made both incumbents tougher to beat.
The redistricting was done, again, using methodology that makes sense. Maybe you don't agree with it, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't a legitimate methodology.
Kind's district is just the most glaring example of a congressional map that deprives voters of a choice in who they send to Congress. Jay Heck with the watchdog group Common Cause Wisconsin says that's not fair to voters.
So this process that we call gerrymandering has been very corrosive for competitive elections in Wisconsin.
Heck says none of the congressional districts in Wisconsin are truly competitive anymore, which means voters that belong to the opposite party don't really have a choice on election day.
There are plenty of Republicans that live in the 3rd CD, but there's really no one for them to turn out and vote for. So that's not really democracy.
And because elected officials don't have to listen to voters in the opposing party, Heck says they're less motivated to work in a bipartisan manner. Ron Kind says he doesn't think the 3rd District has become overwhelmingly Democratic, but he is in favor of handing over the redistricting process to a nonpartisan group.
I want to see fairer and more balanced districts represented throughout the state, but also throughout the country. I think it's one of the reasons politics has gotten so polarized and so hyperpartisan.
But Westrate says he doesn't think the current system is unfair.
Does it make sense that every congressional district in the state, and then I think one would have to argue the country, should be so close to 50-50 that you never know who's going to win? Well, no, I don't think that makes sense.
Kind will serve as a 3rd District representative for the next 2 years unless a write-in candidate can collect more votes. Westrate says Republicans haven't given up on the 3rd District, but they're waiting to see if Kind will run for a different office in 2018.
If Ron decides to run for governor, that opens up his seat. You get an open seat, and it changes the game dramatically.
Kind won't say whether he's considering a gubernatorial race, but if he runs for Congress again in 2 years, opponent or not, it's unlikely voters will have a real choice in the 3rd Congressional District. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.